Hi guys, this is Sherelle and welcome to my podcast. I'm going to be talking today about parental burnout and why it makes the case for us to have alone time as parents. A study was conducted in 2017 in Belgium, which found that as professionals experience burnout in their jobs, parents also experience parental burnout. And it's something that we have known. We don't need a study to prove it, but it's just really awesome to have a study to actually back that up. So what causes the burnout for parents? Firstly, there are only two things. It's a lot of pressure that we place on ourselves to be the perfect parents. There's FOMO, there's social media, there's all those elements that make us feel that we are not good enough and we're focusing a lot on other people's parenting journeys. The second thing is that society places a lot of pressure on us. As new mothers, for example, you are expected to put your life on hold. You can't have hobbies. You can't really engage fully in your world because you need to be the 100% for your child. What the study actually says is that we should not do that. Although we need to obviously be there for our kids and care, we need to ensure that we build in alone time as part of our parenting routine. So what is this alone time, or me time as it is often referred to? Me time means different things to different people. It can mean getting a massage or manicure. It could mean going out for your friend with your friends or going to watch a soccer game. And it really is about taking a moment to take care of yourself where you are not a parent. And one of the key messages is that, are we taking parenting too far? You know, is it really necessary that we take our kids to every single party on the weekend? Maybe we can decline some. Is it necessary that they attend each and every single extramural? No, it's not. So there are a lot of pressures that we are placing on ourselves as well. By looking after yourself and re-energizing yourself, you're also benefiting your family because you feel re-energized to engage with them. So that's my message for today. Do not feel bad the next time you want to take time for yourself. Build it in and don't feel bad and do what you need to do for you, because it will make you a better parent to your children.